Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's the Ox here and my good mate Marco.
Yeah, I like the start. At the moment, you're listening to the Swanee and Friends podcast. Gee, he was a gun, all Australian, a fantastic magpie, sometimes a little bit heavy.
Can you imagine if he had been a Demons player in the blue and red, he would have been playing along Nathan Jones, they would have been having tat-offs, it would have been beautiful.
Yeah, he doesn't like cheese plates. Anyway, once you've finished listening to the Swanee and Friends podcast, we'd like you to hook over to the Couple of Blokes pod. The Ox and I chewing the fat, ripping the piss, and having some fun.
So just search Couple of Blokes wherever you listen to your podcasts. You won't be disappointed. I don't think you will be. Just give us a try.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, it's Hump Day with Swanee and no friends. Hello, Dane Swan.
Hello.
Just us. Sorry, everyone.
So we're losing friends. Samantha's still not here, so they're dropping like flies.
Absolutely. I got an email from a mate.
Yeah.
Love the Doc Larkin Zip podcast last week. Possibly made too much sense for the normal output, but incredibly relevant.
That's a fair point.
So we just thought we'd better straighten up by not having someone sensible on this week.
Yep.
How was your week? So you started with Anzac Day?
Yeah, it feels like a lifetime ago now, doesn't
yeah.
it?
No, it was good. Anzac Day was a solid day.
How busy were you, Dane?
Had a bit going on early in the day, which was good. Went got to the ground about 2 or 3. I'd do a couple of things at the ground.
Got a direct message. Did a function with Dane Swan today. Hadn't done one with him before. He's a funny fuck. Very talented. Was able to straighten up.
Yeah. I think I did a couple for Essendon, actually.
Did you?
I think I've just about worn out all the Collingwood gigs. So,
Well, on that point, I think there's a protege of yours just starting to emerge.
Is there? Who?
I heard Nathan Murphy was very busy.
Was he? Yeah. Well, there may be. Yeah, so, I don't have much to do with Murph.
So no, but as you're learning how to just...
Yeah, yeah, wow.
Once you step away, you can still
exactly.
be involved.
I think your coffee's here, mate.
The coffees are here, that's right. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, good on him. He's got a loan. Obviously, he's hung him up and at a very young age. I'm sure he's going to get a nice little payout anyway, so keep that in the bank. And
Jamie Elliott, do you know what it would be like to be a one-club superstar making something of the big moment on Anzac Day and then getting a good earn for the rest of your life?
Yeah, he's locked in. Yeah, he's penciled in now. Well, if he had taken that mark on the final, imagine he could have the double.
Yeah.
He could have taken the hanger and then kicked the winning point or something like that. So, I think he'll be okay. If he's that way inclined, some people aren't.
That's right.
Exactly.
Which creates opportunities.
Well, it does. It does. Yeah.
Where'd you watch it from?
Well, I watched it from behind the glass.
Yes.
But you don't really watch it when you're in there. It's not real good for sitting down and watching a good game of footy because you're up the back, you're having a feed, the races are on, you're having a bet, you got obviously a decent crew in there, so you're having some beers and you're talking shit and you know what I mean? So all of a sudden it's halfway through the last, you're like, fuck, I better watch the last 15 minutes of this game here. But yeah, so I watched it from up there.
Does that mean you voted on the Anzac Day medal?
Yeah.
Well, that's why they get media people to vote, not past grades who might be enjoying themselves.
Exactly. But it was a decent enough game. The game itself wasn't most aesthetically pleasing, but it was close, I guess, so that helps.
It was more aesthetically pleasing than the night before Melbourne-Richmond.
Oh, fuck, was that a horrible
game? Did you get
game?
Through any of that?
Well, for what reason? You know, because I was financially involved in it, but The Anzac Day game was all right. It was close. They both had their chances, so it was kind of half, you know, a fitting result. I know there's been a lot of talk about, well, do you think there should be extra time?
Can I just say, I've heard very intelligent people discuss this.
Yeah.
Some of the most intelligent in the media, and which isn't a high bar in fairness.
No.
But your man, well, two of your men, and Mick Mouldhouse and Luke Ball, and I always listen to Crunch Time, which is very good, with Jared Waitley and Kingy and like Sam Edmund, who I don't know, but I know the other guys. And it was Mark Bickley, who's a great man.
Yep.
They all miss the point. Kevin Sheedy makes a point of saying, he draws a rectangle.
Yeah.
And he said, that's 100 years. And then he puts a circle down the bottom. He goes, and then someone said that. Do you know what that is?
What?
That's a suitcase. And someone said, why don't we put fucking wheels on it? For 100 years, people lugged away a suitcase without a wheel on it. Sometimes the obvious is staring you at the face. So with the draw, can I tell everyone this? Because everyone's missed it.
Okay.
It's not about the two teams.
No, it's about TV and fans?
No, it's about the competition. So the competition said, you weren't good enough to win. You weren't good enough to lose, but you weren't good enough to win. So you can't get 4 points. So later in the year, if it's down to making the finals or not, Collingwood and Essendon both have 2 points. They don't have 4 points. Neither team has 4 points.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's how you fit in the competition, because the competition has every team playing 23 games.
Yeah.
And at the end of the year, the top eight teams make the finals. Then when the finals start, the reason there's a different draw is because of...
Yeah.
No, the rest of the competition. It's not. It becomes unfair for any other team to miss a week, as what happened in 1990 when Essendon missed a week and they were underdone come grand final time.
Missed the week for what?
Because there was the Collingwood West Coast draw.
What are you talking about? Extra time in the final?
No, back then that was the final that made them introduce extra time.
Okay.
Because it put the whole competition back a week. Yeah, so they said this isn't fair on other teams.
Yeah.
So for the same reason, you can't have extra time because it's not fair on other teams.
Yeah, I don't have a.
Everyone's worried about the two teams. It's not about the two teams. Well, it's about qualifying for the finals. So it's about the other teams.
Yeah, but then you could argue that, I don't really sit on a side. I don't care either way. I'd be happy if extra. I'd be good for the punters. Like an extra 5 minutes of footy would be exciting. If there's a draw, well, so I'm not really fussed. But you could say, well, now percentage doesn't matter. So what
matters to Essendon and Collingwood? Well, they might be, but
on a broader scale, that doesn't really matter for them sides anymore. So are they incentivized to not?
But percentage is always secondary to wins and losses, to your total points.
Yeah, but if it's still, now it's unfair to other sides because
they drew.
Yeah.
That's the result.
So you don't, well.
So it's about other sides. That's why you shouldn't. And the other reason why you don't change something is that it works. You only change things when it stops working.
Okay, so not grand final. When they eventually...
Well, your argument is it's better.
Yeah.
And the argument for not grand final is more people watch it.
Yeah.
So rightly or wrongly, whatever your opinion is, more people will watch it. That is fact. So you can say, well, this will improve it because more people watch it. Now, whether you prefer a day grand final or not, you prefer it or not.
But I could argue all the kids who end up watching footy want to watch, who are so... tune into US sports now, and they're not old fuddy duddies who are stuck in the relics. They'll argue for extra time. So then are we trying to? Do we care more about what the 80-year-olds say who aren't going to be with us very long? Or are we worrying about the kids who are trying to grow the game in like rural fucking Queensland, New South Wales, who love the NBA and the basketball? And so, well, extra time is a big thing in there in the young kids' sports. So, do we follow down that path, or are we happy with the? People, the boomers that say, no, how dare we fucking try and change this game?
Why is Anzac Day so big? Why is Anzac Day Collingwood Essendon so big?
Why is it so big?
Because the first game was a draw.
That's what got to go. I disagree.
Okay.
You're telling me if someone had won by 40 points, the game wouldn't be alive now. You wouldn't be 100,000 people there every week.
I am telling you that. Absolutely. Because they would say, we'll make a Collingwood Carlton next year. We'll make a Carlton Essendon. At the time, it was... They weren't the great rivals that they became. That day worked because the first one was a draw, and then everyone said, "Well, let's not change it."
So if you tell me if they had to win in extra time, and someone wins by a point in the second time of extra time, that wouldn't have been as exciting as a draw.
Yes.
Well, I'm here to call you a liar. That's a blatant lie. Everyone would know it's still a draw, and then I remember the first game went in extra time. Like I remember my final in 07, we went to extra time. We had a draw. Like, I honestly couldn't tell you how many if I played in a draw in the regular season or not.
You wouldn't know if you did.
Well, no, I wouldn't know. But I would know if I played an extra time because I was playing in it. But I couldn't tell you if I played in a draw. I think I might have played in one against Melbourne. Did Melbourne and Collingwood draw on?
I think they did.
On Queen's birthday?
Not on Queen's birthday. No, okay. They did. Yeah, late in the year.
I think yes. Steele maybe might have saved the point, or we might have been up by. So I don't know. So yeah. Draws aren't very.
Would you have remembered it if it was the day that you rubbed your belly and you made?
I'd kick five. I had 40 or something, probably. Yeah, I must have went too good on that day. But I remember the extra time ones.
Yeah. So anyway, how's Swan FC going? I saw Ararat Advertiser put something on their Facebook of you running out with the team.
We're good. Another beautiful. I've been very lucky the last 3 weeks. The weather's been magnificent. The ground was enormous though. It's too big for me. Third up. I was fourth up. Swan FC's on a roll. We're 3-1 this year. Won the last three. Won very easily on the weekend. So it was good. Played half back. We're up by about 70, 80 points at three-quarter time. Then they moved me forward, board didn't come down there, and they kicked about, the opposition kicked about five. So.
Quarters one.
Yeah, quarters one. But it was good, though, once again. Very good bunch of boys. When I got out of there, they were just starting to loosen up a little bit, the boys. I imagine they were at a fair old session. They were certainly starting to enjoy themselves when we got out of there. But, it was another good day for footy. I had a win. Still standing. Injury pulled up pretty, pretty good. They were all good bunch of boys. They were starting to get a little loose, which I was starting to enjoy. But I had the tug on the ear and said, we're going. And it was 2 hours and 20 minutes from home. So I wasn't fucking getting an Uber home that night. So, they were good. I probably got a few sore heads from the boys. But, they were really good. Really good bunch of guys and girls. And, the Ararat knows how to celebrate a win and probably celebrate a loss. Yeah, but that's why country footy is so good, because the further you go out, the more they seem to enjoy. And it's about winning and losing, obviously, but country footy is a bit more relaxed. Like, yes. They understand that it's just a game and they're going to have 100 beers whether they get beat or they lose. And I'm not sure recovery is real high on their fucking priority of things to do. But so that's why. And they do probably appreciate you more when you go out there. When you're playing in inner city, no one gives a fuck, because they can go to the footy, they can go see, you know, heaps of ex-AFL players running around local leagues around here. But the further you go out, they don't really get that.
That's the centre of the community.
Yeah, exactly. So all the community turn out and all the volunteers, and, you know, they draw a big crowd. And the weather was nice. Weather was beautiful, I must admit. So, I hope they enjoyed and they raised a fair bit of cash from what you hear. And so that's the main thing.
I noticed when they were running out, you were about fourth group out, fourth or fifth?
Yeah, no. Well, I don't run until the ball actually gets bounced. I don't have that in me anymore. I don't warm up. The old local footy, they all want three-quarter time, boys are out for a kick. I'm getting a massage. I'm bathing in heat. Even though it was, nice weather, I just bathe in deep heat. That's my warm-up. Just rub it all over me and just try and warm up. I'm not a huge fan of the warm-up or sprinting down the wing just before that. I've only got a certain amount of kicks in me a week these days, so save them all for the 2 hours of game day.
What was your mindset when you ran out? When were we in the team?
When I was in the league?
Yeah.
Last. Oh, close to it. Like, once again, you have to use effort to get through the banner. No thanks. I just scoot through the banner when it was already ripped open. And then, if I was a horse, I'd be, mate, I was on the inside. I was just trying to shorten the track. I'd basically be running around the centre circle where they throw the ball up and everyone was running around the square and then sprint down. Mate, I've said it before, I could have got to the game 4 minutes before the game started if I was allowed. I wouldn't even train. I could have just sat at home all day and just trained on the weekends. But unfortunately, you have to sit in meetings and coaches like there 2 hours before for God knows what. What people were tackling at before training. I avoided getting tackled on the ground. Why would I want to be tackled 8 minutes before I ran out and get a fucking stray elbow, walk out with a corky in me fucking bicep or something like that, and be like uncomfortable for the game?
So a line doesn't stretch. Were you sort of more in that area?
Not a big stretcher. And I never very rarely got hurt. Yeah. So I think I did one soft tissue my whole career. So, yeah, so maybe it's a myth, it's a fallacy, stretching.
No, there is an argument that stretching can cause injury.
Is it? There you go. Well,
you're the reverse.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Never found Gumby.
Out. Who are the groups that are, who are the type of people who would always go out first and yell?
Your leaders, your captains. Yeah. Yeah, they're all our first. Yeah, the
and
rap-
you let them.
Yeah, well, let them do the, let them do their thing. Yeah, it wasn't for me.
I noticed the bit of chat around the league. Father-son rule. That's a failure, isn't it?
Well, who? St Kilda complained, didn't they?
So what we're doing, we're arguing over sperm.
Yeah, exactly. Well, mate, whose fault is it that, like, they're fucking, their ex-greats
have lots of daughters?
Exactly. Or aren't any good, like. Reebok's got twins, Daniel Reebok.
Well, this is the thing. So Andrew Bassett, who's now saying that Collingwood and Geelong have been unfairly advantaged, he needs to say, and to prove my point, we will not pick up Nick Riewoldt's sons no matter what.
Exactly.
Then you believe him.
Yeah. So I don't believe that. but it's one of the better rules in the.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Exactly. Next up, what about father daughter?
Well, that exists.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. Does he want to get rid of that too? Notice how he didn't mention that. Because you think there'd be a bit of an uproar for someone to take rid of the father-daughter rule. But, nah, come on. The father-son is, it's great, I believe.
Well, I think I saw Jay Clark from the Herald Sun put out something about how St Kilda haven't had many top 10 draft picks either. Do you think it's coincidence that at the same time St Kilda are starting to get 2-5 and the whole Ross Lyon thing isn't yet working? It might.
Yeah.
But like the clubs.
They haven't had top 10. They had Riewoldt. He was in the pick one. Goddard was pick one.
In the last 15 years.
Well, that's what happens when you don't bottom out and you go down the bottom.
Yeah. But I think it's no coincidence that Caroline Wilson ran with the father-son and Jay ran with that.
Yeah.
Clubs do a lot of briefing. So all of a sudden, because Brett Ratton had to go because he wasn't going to take the finals, which Ross Lyon was going to, and now they're 2-5.
Yeah.
So then reasons have to start being sold to the members, apparently.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, very, very, very good.
The way we look at it. Do you think Jeremy Cameron's in the same league as Harley Reid yet?
No, I don't believe so. No. I don't believe so. No one is in Harley's league. He's in a league of his own, as they say.
Exactly.
He's going all right, Jeremy. It was a decent old game, the Carlton Geelong one, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, them two are going to be right up there, but they're a pretty remarkable club, Geelong, aren't they? But they do get a home ground advantage, which is very unfair. Like, don't you believe?
Well, it is, but that's okay. I hate the draw discussion because it is footy. Like, things are going to be uneven. There's 9 teams in Melbourne.
Would you do anything to the draw if you were the?
No, I'd say shut up, everyone, and just. Deal with
just
it.
Cop it.
Well, Melbourne are always going to get less of a home ground advantage than Collingwood playing at the MCG, because Collingwood have lots of supporters and Melbourne don't. Well, you can sook up, or you can join the VFL, you can join, or you can just say this is our team and enjoy it.
What about the extra 6 games? What would you
with Geelong?
No, how you know he plays people twice? Is there any way you'd?
Well, you tell me as a champion, how many games can a player play in a year? Do you think?
Yeah, well, probably about what they got.
Yeah, well, then again, so it's going to be those inequities.
Yeah, no, I believe them. Yeah, it's just a quirk of our game, as they say.
We love it. Now, have you seen Baby Reindeer?
Have I seen a baby reindeer?
Tan seen it.
Oh, yeah.
So, have you it's number one on Netflix.
Oh, I thought you meant like it's in the animal.
Yeah, well,
no.
Well, now that you've got 3 kids under 3, you're probably going to have to do a bit of zoo work.
Yeah, no, I haven't. We've got one episode to go on Shogun. No.
So Baby Reindeer is about a stalker. I'm not giving away anything.
Okay, a stalker.
Yep.
Yep.
It's a starting point.
Yep.
A female stalker of a male...
Stalker of a...
Of a male barman. My daughter...
A male barman's in like an anus or like a homeless bloke?
That's about segment ep 4. But, no, a barman.
A barman?
Works behind a bar.
I said bum. I was like, okay.
Works behind a bar. My daughter put me onto it. She's 16.
Yeah.
And all her friends have watched it. And I started watching it. Now I watched Euphoria because my daughter put me on it. Did you ever see Euphoria?
No, I tried to watch the first episode. I was like, this is fucking beneath me.
Yeah. And she put me on to Fleabag, which I found.
Fleabag is very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's adult humour, but she put me on it. She's a very mature girl. That's fine. Then I started watching this Baby Reindeer. And I would say from a gross point of view, Dan, tell me 7 or 8 out of 10 the first 2 episodes.
It's very intense.
But out of, is it just first two episodes?
So is it a documentary or is it
No. But apparently it's based on a true story.
Okay.
So episode three, I got to about 9.5. And then episode four, I would say would be 45 out of 10.
For what?
Just yuck.
Yeah.
And well,
it's full on.
Well drug induced rape, okay, probably. Yeah. And all of a sudden you go, just horrible.
Yeah, horrible. Okay,
just
yeah.
The worst.
Yeah.
And I said to her, how many of these have you watched? She said two. I'm just watching the third. I said, can you, like, it's up to you, but please don't watch anymore.
And, yeah.
And she's conceded. I said, if all your friends watch this. So our people, if you can message us and just tell us how far you got into it and when you just said, nope, that'll do. Because I noticed it's number one on Netflix.
So I'm going to have to watch it, am I?
You're going to have to watch it. Right. That's your homework because right. You're a sick fuck too.
Yes, yes, yes. So it's based on a true story.
Yes.
There's a lot of sick fucks around.
Anyway. Yeah, well, that's correct. That's correct.
Australia's hottest golfing podcast is Talk Birdie to Me with Nick O'Hearn and Mark Allen.
I thought, I'll go and hit some balls. Go down to the range. Guess who's on the range?
Yeah, of course he is.
It's Tiger. Hitting balls. I drive the golf cart up behind him. He doesn't see me.
Yeah.
And just plonk the cart there, start hitting balls. He turns around and looks at me and goes, he said, what the f*** are you doing here?
Talk Birdie to Me. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You should celebrate yourself every day. But some days, you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
From R. Standen, this is from our people. The Sam Wicks dilemma is still heated. Cut him now or at the end of the year?
You've seen that. Oh, I've seen that. Would you think there's something in that?
Well, they
caught him that, and he probably kicked him the ball, so like they couldn't hate him that much.
And was the goal when the... I don't watch the show. I'll watch the stuff that comes on Twitter and it fucking amuses me no end.
Yeah.
But was it the goal at the end of the game where they're already 50 points up?
Yeah, I looked at the score. The score was like 52 to 14 or something like that.
Right. So as a rule, if you're 8 goals up and someone kicks a goal, should you really run from everywhere and embrace
something? No, yeah, no. I've looked at because they kicked a goal when it was late in the first quarter and everyone like jumped up and gave him like proper high five. So like, and in the heat of the, unless... Yeah, if he was, they really hated him that much, he wouldn't be playing. Like, the boys would have went, we cannot have him in the side, you would think. Like, we would fuck up the cohesion and, like, Papley wouldn't kick the ball to him. They'd be looking other ways. So, I think it was just an anomaly that just randomly... Because there was actually no one in the 50. Like, he ran for ages looking for a high five. And then I think by the time all the players came back, the time for celebrating was over. Like, there's a window of, like, a time for celebrating a goal when you're 10 goals up.
Yes.
So, it's like, you know, the sting had gone out of the game, it's fair to say. So, I'm not convinced, you know, the old journos look for something that ain't there. What are the chances?
If he kicks a goal this week against GWS.
He's going to get Hopewadi.
Jeez.
It's Bukkake time.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Absolutely. It'll be a Bukkake of high fives raining down upon this man. Yeah. He's going to cop the John Hopewadi. Don't worry about that.
It's a way of bonding.
He's going to get assaulted. Yeah.
Hey, I just want to get more questions. So, on Sunday, you're the wrong person to ask. I was just about to say, how often do you use cash? And I thought, you're the wrong person to ask.
Wrong person to ask.
But I reckon of most of the community, since COVID, no one uses cash much.
No.
And that's actually I happen to have some cash on me.
Yeah.
I had.
Oh.
Dropped my daughter off at AFLW. I said, I'm out of petrol. I'll go get some petrol. See you back there. Because, you know, you're going to get there early before a game.
Of course.
Even as a goal umpire. You still do
stretches and warm up.
That's it. Well, so I go up and get some petrol.
Yeah. My petrol's expensive these days.
Woo! $120 to fill up a
small car.
Crappy little car.
Yeah.
So, I've got cash. Oh, well, I won't put it on my card. Walk in, pay cash. Yeah. Drive back to, it was at the old Fitzroy Ground, Brunswick Street Oval.
Yeah.
I left my fucking phone on top of my car because I didn't need it because I had cash in my pocket.
Yeah. What do you mean you need your wallet on your car, on your phone?
Well, phone, I have my wallet with my phone. So I just put it on top of my car when I fill up petrol, as I do all the time, but then you grab it because you go to pay for it. But then something in my brain said, I got cash, I don't.
Yeah. Okay.
So I left on top of my car. So I drive back, can't find it.
Yeah.
And this is where I need your moral dilemma to kick in, right? Anyway, did everything, walked up and back, find my phone for some reason, one wasn't connected, gone. Not a happy man. Get home. Someone sent me a tweet, hey, I found your wallet, and which was very nice. And I look, not overly active. I think the person sent 10 tweets in a decade, is probably a bit more than, bit less
just,
than
just me. Under you. Yeah, just under you.
So can you send me a direct message, a follow direct message? Very nice of her. Eventually she gets back to me and I go to meet her.
Yeah.
What should I have given her?
Oh, she was in your wallet.
Well, it was just cards.
I was just
because I was channeling you. About, there was a bit
how
of...
How old was the lady?
I think probably early 30s. And that's a terrible question to ask someone because you're thinking, are they 40 or are they 20?
Yeah, no, mate, oh.
So she found it. There was no money in there, but it was the convenience. Just like when your car was stolen.
No, absolutely.
It was the boots that really annoyed
exactly,
her.
And the mouth guard. Yeah,
that's right. So it was a bit like with that. The phone's probably fucked. As it was, a few cars ran over it.
Okay, yeah. Where was it?
It was in the middle of the street. That's what she said. She middle was going street. For a ride, bike ride with her friend.
Yeah.
And then saw it and said, someone's going to miss this. So it was very nice.
Very nice for her. How much cash? How much cash?
No, North Melbourne. There was no cash in there.
Yeah, I know. But like, how much cash in your pocket from the... How much cash did you have on you?
No, I drove there on the next morning.
Yeah, I know. And how much cash did you have on you?
Well, I went to get some to give to her.
Yeah, okay. Come on.
Got off. I gave her 50.
What? 50?
And being a D supporter, a really nice bottle of red.
Okay, well, yeah, that's fair enough. What's a bottle of red? What bottle of red?
Well, it was. I did look it up.
Yeah.
I thought it looked tight. Yeah. And it was a $40 now, but it was 2019.
Okay, yeah.
So it was a real good. It was a good bottle.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so, you probably sold her short. Well, poor girl. How'd she look when you handed her the 50? She take it?
She sent me a message afterwards. She said, you know what, I wasn't going to take it, but I just lost my job. Thank you so much. Okay. So that was even nice.
Yeah, no.
So
yeah.
I felt good. But I'm just wondering about...
But anything, there would be, how much percentage of people would you reckon wouldn't give a thing? I reckon there'd be more of a chance people give them nothing than something.
Yes.
Well, I think in this world.
Yeah.
But
someone like you, see, the thing is...
Oh, mate, to break into my life, I'll give them thousands. Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking of that way.
Okay.
But because, like, who gives a fuck of me?
Yeah.
But someone like you, you don't need someone to saying, fuck a Dane Swansworth X and he's only giving me this and you don't need the group. So you'd have to pay overs.
You have to go overs. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I lost my bag in Vegas and we had like about 25 grand and left it in the cab. And the cab driver drove it back.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the percentage was?
He dropped it off, but I tried to ring him and he dropped it off, left it in the foyer and didn't take a thing. I was trying to give him $5,000, but I couldn't get hold of him, so I kept it all. But I was like, mate, where do I get a contact
20%,
with him?
20%,
yeah.
Well, there's your lesson, everyone. If you find something of Dane's,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There's a result for you. Yeah, it was doing my head in, but I thought 50 and a nice bottle of red.
Yeah, that's fine.
Somewhere in the middle.
You know what? It's a lot more than other people to give.
There you go. All right. From PJ Marnie, can Geelong genuinely win the flag without noted midfield A-graders like other teams have?
Can Geelong genuinely win the flag? I can't even say that word right now. Still, I had a solid day on Sunday. Yum Cha turned into
Got away from
late, late night. Of course, they could genuinely win the flag. They're 7-0. They won only one or 2 years ago. Is Patrick Dangerfield not a genuine A grader?
I'm trying to work out. Mitch Duncan goes all right.
No, it's, well, he might not be. Them two, Dangerfield, I've clearly was. He's one of all times, but he might. He's obviously slowed down a bit, but yeah, they've got such good bookends. Whether it doesn't matter, like Tom Short's. You know how we went through undrafted was beyond me, but then obviously Cameron and Hawkins could kick your 15.
People can get draft strong, Dane.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they can. but yeah, they could absolutely win the flag. They're a remarkable club, Geelong. How they just keep doing it. Like, why don't the St Kilda supporters complain about them? I can't remember last time they had a fucking early draft pick, and they seem to be going all right.
Exactly.
Like the Cats.
What I was thinking when Jay Clark put that out. I thought, my God, if your metrics are about top 10 draft picks, Geelong haven't had one. So
exactly.
You don't even have to stand up.
And they'd play finals, what, every eight out of 10 seasons, would they?
They go all right.
So so they can absolutely win the flag, yeah.
Before I get to this question, how's Taste Buds with Dane Swan week two?
Yeah, no, week two, that was Sushi Mango. We've actually been bumped this week for the golf. Yeah, so.
Is golf this week? Yep. Or last week?
No, this week we're off air.
Didn't even know there's golf.
Yeah.
What golf would there be? There was live.
I don't know. I got no idea.
Wow.
Everyone, get out and be active this weekend.
Get out. Don't stay at home.
Exactly. And then I think the week after, the 11th, we're back to midday. So right. Back to our preferred slot. Because 1:30 interferes with the footy and people are just starting to get out and about. So get out, be active this weekend. Then next week, nestle in on the couch for 22 minutes of lols.
From B. Runt, can you do a Taste Buds with Dane Swan at a Subway?
Yes, absolutely. Subway willing to get me out of there? Yes, fuck no.
From Riz, why are you in a movie but you're on TV?
That's a very good question. I've got no idea.
Are you in a Bukkake seat or on it?
Yeah.
From Matt, Swan FC must have a decent fuel card.
Yep. Yeah, no. We were just saying earlier, fuel fucking is expensive. That's incredible. I can't remember last time I actually looked at the price of petrol, but the only reason why I know is usually about $100 fills you up. So not anymore. It's like fucking 130, 140. Like, Jesus, I might start adding that into the fee, Ralph.
So sorry about the pause, everyone. You haven't yet?
No. I'm a man of the people, Ralph. Should do it on kilometres travelled.
Yeah. Okay.
Where am I? This I am in Natty Bielba, if they say.
To which direction do you reckon?
Same direction as I was on the weekend.
Western District, right?
Yeah.
All right. From Mathieson, Dane, did you plan any State of Origin games? Can they emerge as a marquee carnival?
State of Origin game?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I was in the squad in. When's the last one? 2009 or something?
Yeah, I think so.
2009, and Bomber Thompson was the coach, and he called me up and said I wasn't required. I was a required member and got the arse, and Pendles made the team in front of me. I was all Australian that year, BNF. Scott wasn't. And I was actually out for dinner when he rang me, and I was half pissed, and I was like, okay, fucking whatever. So, but he fucked up, Bomber, because knowing what we know of him now, I probably would have been wanting to party with him after our win, celebrate with him. Oh, he pulled the wrong rein there, didn't he?
From Laney, as Dane stepped into the ring, would Dane step into the ring and fight Paul Kent for us?
Oh, man, I've seen him move. Has he come out? I'm looking forward to his apology.
It would be a beauty.
Mate, that was a pisser. He just wouldn't take no for an answer, would he? He got hip tossed out of the way. It's like he's in a judo fight. He got fucking hip tossed and had a fight with a tree. Is he popped out from where he's hiding at the minute?
I haven't seen anything yet, but it'd be fair to say if you write those type of columns that he does, you're probably better off walking away from a fight than be finding yourself in one.
Mate, how many of the league players are going to have a fucking field day with him? Is he gone, you reckon?
Be a long way back. It's a long way back. But I'm not saying this is the case with him because I don't know. But what I am saying, overall, usually the chance of getting back depends on what you know about the people who make the decisions about whether you should go or not.
Because some
people have had remarkable ways of bouncing back in the media, and some people we never see from again.
I had a good old chuckle to that. If you're going to write articles like him, you got to keep your nose pretty clean, don't you? You got to live a pretty fucking clean lifestyle, because the first little thing that comes out, you're going to get hammered by the players lot. But tell you what, the first time he bounces back on, like, what's he on, like, the NRL tonight or whatever?
Yeah.
Going to be a fair few numbers watching that show. See his heartfelt apology.
That someone else has written.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Do you reckon he's going to come out and do like a presser, or just like a statement and let it die down? Or, well, if you were advising him, what would you just get on the front foot today and let me have it?
Well, without really knowing the culture, I mean, like, here, a Sam Newman type, you'd get half hour out of it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Which we used to.
Yeah.
But if he's the more sort of serious.
Yeah, he doesn't look like the man who would just jump up and cop it. Yeah.
Yeah. From Jimmy, after watching Taste Buds with Dane Swan, I can safely say it's the best show on TV. Thanks from James.
Thanks, Jimmy. I knew I always liked Jimmy. He's a good man. He's an astute judge of television.
Exactly. From Stewie, I think we're all pretty sure Hawthorn are in trouble.
Who would you write? Now, we asked this question, who's closer to a flag the other week, Hawthorn or North? It's a fucking tough question.
I'm still saying North.
North are closer?
Yes. Oof. Yes. It might be 30 years, 40 years, but I'm still saying North.
Yeah.
Here's the thing with those big articles. Like, there was a double page spread about North, where they're at.
Yeah.
Where was the double page spread about Melbourne 10 years ago, saying that Melbourne were on the right track?
I'm sure they had one. Or
No, saying that Melbourne were on the right track.
On the right track. Oh, the North, was there one about North on the right track?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was saying that why they're fucked. They're the easy ones to write. Because when you actually bottom out, you do have to start again. And again, what people are missing here, the reason why you have to get Alex Clarkson, just as Melbourne had to get Paul Roos, is so that you can start again without the pressure. Because if you...
Do you think there's pressure going on? When do you think the pressure turns on Clarkson?
Well,
during he's got a free reign for what?
It's your club.
Yeah, it is. I'm paid up, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to try...
You know what? There is absolutely no pressure on him because they are a cash cow at the minute.
Exactly.
They are just... You can just set and forget whoever they're playing at the line. Thank you. That is money for jam. They're just a cash cow.
We tried to guess the line, and we're going in for math science.
Yeah.
We couldn't believe how low the line was.
No.
What was that about?
I don't know. I didn't even look this week, but I'm sure I can fair point of who I'm going to take this week. But fuck, they're both in a pickle. And the Hawks, they're not much shop either, are they?
From SJ Matho, Dane, is the Bean Cartel going to come up with a hangover chocolate milk flavour?
I hope so. I smashed some chocolate milk yesterday. It's my go-to. Love it. Hangover.
From Gardner, how do you think you'll feel about Ben Cousins going straight in the Hall of Fame?
No, he's been retired way longer than me, so he can't.
But if he goes in before you? I think that's what he's trying to...
Oh, okay. Well, technically he's not going in before me as long as I get in the year. I've been retired 10, 15 years maybe.
10, I think.
So 10, yeah. I've got two more in front of him. So I've got to get in within 2 years of him. But I'll be a bit flat.
From Hayden, Ralphie, my man, following up on the distribution by stubby holder from March. Yes, sorry, I have had something on and I have to catch up on them, so I will do that. From Alex Gillespie, Ralphie, please feed us some bull winners. Dane, can you complete this sentence? Nothing's for...
Nothing.
Yeah, you can go to my website if you want. Wednesday, Thursday. I'm doing that, so that'll be good.
When is the ball next week?
It's now.
I'll start this this week.
And surely, once again, I can just put out a call. There's a man here who is prepared to speak to footy clubs during the Warrnambool Ball Week.
Yeah, yeah. Do you ever get up there
next week? I did as a young man, Dane, and then I went there as a 40-year-old and I realised I wasn't a young man anymore.
Okay.
No, it's fantastic. It's actually the phrase is that school is for over 40s.
Is it?
I just can't be fucked doing that anymore. Okay. But yes, some people have a fair old dip. And finally, Rory Sloane, did you ever
play obviously played against him. Very good, tough little bugger. Seemed like your Scott Pendlebury type, did everything right, was... loved by his teammates. led by example. Didn't really know him personally, but I got nothing negative to say. He was hard to play against. He was tough, like one of those ones he didn't like being tackled by because he was, you know, pretty aggressive. But unfortunately, had to go. He's got a sore eye or something, didn't he? He's got a
detached retina. That would shit you if your body's fine, and that yeah, would exactly. Particularly shit you, and then everything else is.
He couldn't wear the goggles like Mason. I don't know, but I guess they fucking probably tried everything they possibly could, but. It's disappointing that he couldn't go out the way he wanted to, but he's had a fair old career, and I'm sure the Crows boys and fans will send him off the way he should be.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.